And back in Australia, the peak body for internet users says proposed amendments to the country's copyright laws could block the virtual private networks already used by thousands of individuals and businesses. There are a lot of security and other reasons for using VPNs, but many Australians use them to avoid geo-blocking, the system that stops Australians from buying content from other markets like the US and Europe. The Australian Communications Consumer Action Network says the amendments could give rights holders an avenue to have VPNs banned. The warnings came in a submission to a Senate inquiry, which is reviewing laws aimed at online piracy. Will Ockenden's been looking through the submissions to the Senate inquiry this afternoon. He joins me now. So on one side, we have the rights holders, the content makers, or the people who represent content makers, film producers and all the rest of it. What have they been saying today?
Well, they've been arguing very strongly for these laws for a very long time. Their main thrust of their submissions are that they don't really go far enough. The Australian Copyright Council is worried that the so-called primary purpose test in the legislation, that's for a piracy site to be blocked, that it's too tight or too high. So they really want that loosened a little bit, so it's more less of a primary purpose, more of a purpose. So if the piracy of a website has something to do with piracy or is related to piracy, then a rights holder or holder could go to the court, go to the federal court and say, this site's got related to piracy, can we please have a block order? And then that would in turn be taken to the ISPs, who would then carry out the court's orders and the court's wishes. So that's the main thrust from the Copyright Council. It's a view echoed by Village Roadshow through its co-chairman and co-chief executive, Graham Burke. He's well known for his strident attacks on piracy over many years. He claims that the soul of communities will go dark, quote-unquote, if unauthorised downloading isn't stopped, and says pirate websites are widely reported to be run by criminal gangs and pirate sites are a sleazy neighbourhood. And he wrote that ISPs are a great business, but, quote, like a factory spilling effluent into a river, the unintended consequences of their business is piracy. So it's obviously no surprise that Mr. Burke would like to see the primary purpose test there weakened as well.
One of the unexpected things that happened today was that the Hillsong Church complained that a lot of people were illegally or pirating its material. And it's odd to think that these Christians wanted to get their hymns without paying for them.
Called the moral righteousness of Australian Christians into question by Hillsong Church. They said that actually one of the largest and biggest groups in the country to have their music ripped off. Their quote was, despite the demographic of our audience being predominantly Christian, sadly, we are not immune to music piracy.
Okay, now the ISPs, and for those who don't know, that means internet service providers. It might be Telstra, or it might be iiNet or whatever. In your case, as you're listening now, you may even be listening on the internet, and if so, you're coming through an ISP. So they're going to be hit by this. What do they say?
Unsurprisingly, a very different view. They want rights holders to basically pay for any legal costs of any order, and they also want those rights holders to pay for the costs or the fair amount of the costs for actually the technical measures of blocking the websites. They say that the legislation doesn't really deal with the technical elements of how websites would be blocked. They gave a few examples of how you do it. Some have more pros than cons and the other way around as well. But really, it's that cost issue. And they say they were giving assurances that the cost issue would be dealt with in the bill, but it wasn't. And that's why they originally gave support for it. So they'd like to see that cost element dealt with.
Will Ockenden, thank you very much.